There are some SCOPE first responder trainings in Cambria County that have been scheduled for Thursday, August 5th, and Tuesday, September 14th. And here to talk about this is Chip Franklin. He's the Senior Program Implementation Specialist, University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy, Peru. And we've had people from that organization that we've talked to before and the important life-saving work that they do. But Chip's going to tell us all about what's going on and how you can get involved with this as well. Chip, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
First of all, let people know the importance of why these trainings take place.
Well, the goal of the program is to help first responders understand that they are part of a larger, what we call, recovery-oriented system of care. Mm-hmm. And that is the EMS provider, the firefighter, the police officer, maybe the sole contact that a person with substance use disorder has with a broader, larger healthcare system. And our goal is to equip those first responders with some tools with which they can start to bring those patients into that recovery-oriented system of care, mm-hmm. instead of bringing them necessarily to the emergency room or leaving them there back at the scene. Certainly, many of our patients will receive Narcan and then go about their day and continue to live their life. What we want to do is distribute that or help the public safety provider be a distribution point mm-hmm. for that information so we can get that information in the hands of our patients.
The events that we've talked about, Thursday, August 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. and Tuesday, September 14th from 6 to 10 p.m. are taking place on the campus of St. Francis University. And who can attend these events?
We are open to any first responder, and we use that first responder definition rather broadly. Mm-hmm. If you are obviously a traditional first responder, EMS, fire, and police officer, we're more than happy to have you, but we're expanding that thought process to include those that might be on their own in the community. So community health workers, nurses, social workers, people that may necessarily call themselves first responders are more than welcome to attend.
And I'm sure, Chip, that just like anything else, and again, with the life-saving work that you do, it's important for those who do this important work to be trained in new techniques, because I'm sure things change from year to year.
They definitely do, and we're seeing significant pockets, as I'm sure most of you know, of substance use in the Cambria, Blair County areas, and other pockets throughout Pennsylvania that we're focusing on those areas. With the return to in-person training because of COVID, we had to roll everything back to an online platform, but mm-hmm. we've now started to come back out into the community. And like you said, we're going to be there at St. Francis coming up here in August and September. We're also going to be at the Duncansville Volunteer Fire Department on the 21st of July.
Okay.
And so we're happy to have anybody come on out as well.
Yeah.
And then we also offer those that can't not make any of those dates, we also offer on a significant number of online dates as well. People can attend our training through our website, live and in person as well.
Should mention also that attendees will also receive 4 hours of EMS or certified law enforcement executive continuing education credits as well, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Chip, I have to tell you that I'm a very proud Pitt graduate, class of 1989. I'm also a faculty member at St. Francis, so it's nice to be involved with both these things and seeing these trainings take place as well. But what are some of the things that are taught that perhaps people wouldn't necessarily think are necessary to be taught?
Well, much of it is about how to communicate with patients in ways that is not necessarily lecture-based. So you would communicate with that patient in a collaborative way mm-hmm. instead of very linear, which is where we traditionally think public safety folks will be communicating. We're talking about motivational interviewing techniques, how we put patients into a recovery-oriented system of care and providing them with information about what a recovery-oriented system of care looks like,
mm-hmm.
and then empowering them with the understanding and the ability to even recognize amongst themselves that they may have their own substance use disorder issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
So we kind of wrap it from both ends. We have our external patients in our community, but we also have ourselves inside that we need to take care of. So we talk about making sure that we use motivation interviewing and open-ended discussions with our fellows, that we have these communication techniques going on.
So as I mentioned, your involvement with University of Pittsburgh, how, and you are there in Western Pennsylvania, but really you're traveling all over the place also to give these trainings.
I have about 33 counties highlighted across Pennsylvania that I've been to, like Comey County, Linden County. We're going to be in Huntington County, Northampton County, Bucks County. Well, so we have a lot of training across states that we're looking to put on.
Somebody that wants to get their organization involved and would like to schedule a training, how can they reach out to you?
Our email address is scope, S-C-O-P-E, at pitt.edu. My email address is chf88@pitt.edu. I monitor both of those emails all day long. Or they can go to our website, peru.pitt.edu. We also have a Facebook page that just came up as well. If they search Peru Scope statewide, they should be able to find it. And we're going to be announcing all of our trainings there and providing links to our online training sessions and things like that going forward.
I think the ultimate goal is to reduce and prevent overdose. I think we had a problem within this region of Cambria-Somerset County of not recognizing the fact that we had an issue with opioids. For the longest time, we just would not admit to that. And I think that coming to that realization has helped, and offering trainings like this ultimately help reduce these rates.
And it gives those first responders an alternative, another tool to put in their toolkit of ways in which they can communicate with the patient and speak with them in a way that they could understand how they could be incorporated into this broader recovery-oriented system of care. It's definitely a valuable tool set to have. This is a free program. We are definitely going to make sure that continuing education continues for the first responders with regards to substance use disorder. And we want to make sure that EMS and public safety agencies know that we've got their back. And we've also had some incentive monies to go along with some of the trainings as well.
Yeah.
So agencies are welcome to attend and reach out to us, and we'll be able to give them more information about some of those reimbursement incentive monies.
Chip Franklin, Senior Program Implementation Specialist, University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy, Peru, the wonderful life-saving work that you do. Really appreciate your time this morning, and keep doing the great work you're doing.
Thank you, sir. We'll do.